Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Maximilian Kolbe, a wonderful, wonderful priest. If you have not read his biography, I highly recommend it. He was a man who was not in the best of health. He had great devotion to the Blessed Mother. He was beloved by many, and he was captured during the war. He was eventually, I don't want to go into the whole story because I don't have time on this program, but he was eventually captured by the Nazis during World War II. He suffered greatly. And I want you to see the love that he had for the Lord and the love that he had for the Blessed Mother. Some years ago, I was able to go to Auschwitz, and I walked through some of the corridors there of the prison that still stands. It has been preserved, and they showed me the cell where Maximilian Kolbe had died. He was just removed from all food and water, and others who were already in terrible condition or dying with him, and he kept praying with them and sustaining them. It's an incredible, incredible story of faith. And I really encourage you to take a look at Saint Maximilian Kolbe. Today, we read from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 2, verse 8, through chapter 3, verse 4. The Lord God said to me, "As for you, son of man, obey me when I speak to you. Be not rebellious like this house of rebellion, but open your mouth and eat what I shall give you." It was then I saw a hand stretched out to me in which was a written scroll, which he unrolled before me. It was covered with writing front and back, and written on it was lamentation and wailing and woe. He said to me, "Son of man, eat what is before you. Eat this scroll, then go, speak to the house of Israel." So I opened my mouth, and he gave me the scroll to eat. "Son of man," he then said to me, "feed your belly and fill your stomach with this scroll I am giving you." I ate it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. He said, "Son of man, go now to the house of Israel and speak my words to them." Brothers and sisters, when we choose to follow the Lord, when we make that marvelous decision to say to the Lord, "I'm your son or your daughter, and I want to follow you all the days of my life. Teach me and lead me and guide me." We turn away from that house of rebellion that the prophet Ezekiel speaks of, and we open our mouths to receive the food that God wants to give us. And I'm very, very touched when I read that section from the prophet Ezekiel. I'm very, very touched by the fact that he said to me, "Son of man, eat what is before you, eat this scroll, and then go and speak to the house of Israel." So I opened my mouth, and he gave me the scroll to eat. "Son of man," he then said to me, "feed your belly, fill your stomach with this scroll I am giving you." I ate it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. That's what the word of God is. It's sweet as honey in your mouth when you truly eat it, chew it, swallow it, pay attention to it, don't skim it. Allow the word of God to nourish you, truly. It will give you strength of character. It will give you hope. It will give you love even for those who persecute you. Feed on the word of God. I have much, much more to say on the Eucharist, but for the moment, feed on the word of God. It's part of the food that God gives us, not only to sustain us, but to bring us safely home. And he said then, "Son of man, go now to the house of Israel and speak my words to them." That's how God wants to use us. Oh, I'm no preacher, I'm no this. No, but when God captures your heart, and you're nourished and strengthened by the Eucharist and by the power of his word, You're given a wisdom that only happens sometimes as you speak. There are times I speak and I'm listening to myself. It's not anything magical. It isn't that. It's God's Holy Spirit dwelling within us and helping us and directing us because we give him our lives. We turn our lives over to him, and he guides in the most discreet ways, but he guides. It's there. It's there for you and me. So if you don't read the Word of God daily, please, please start. Please. You can do it by listening to this program, but take time yourself to read through the Scripture. Let the Word of God begin to take root in you. Psalm 119, how sweet to my taste is your promise. God has promised us so much. And the psalmist here is just overwhelmed. This is Psalm 119. He's just overwhelmed with what the Word of God, what the power of the Word does in our lives. He says, yes, your decrees are my delight. They are my counselors. The law of your mouth is to me more precious than thousands of gold and silver pieces. I want you, Lord, more than anything else. See, that puts us against the world. The world might get to the place of saying, well, yeah, I'd like a little bit of that, whatever God has, but I want this and this and this and this of this world's goods and this world's power. Brothers and sisters, once again I say it to you, don't straddle. Don't try to have one foot in each kingdom. Choose for the Lord. How sweet to my palate are your promises, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Your decrees are my inheritance forever, the joy of my heart they are. Because what happens, the psalmist sees that if he lives by God's word and by God's promises, and he puts his life in line with that, he begins to experience a joy that the world cannot give. But you really have to be given. You can't straddle. You can't say, tomorrow, next year, maybe. Don't live like that. Make the right choice for him. And the gospel today continues the gospel of Matthew, this time chapter 18, verses 1 to 5, then 10, then 12 to 14. The disciples approached Jesus and said, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, and whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. What the Lord is asking of us is not to be childish, but to be childlike. What does a child do? He depends on the adults. He turns to them. He looks to them for guidance, for help, for the supply of whatever he needs. He looks to others. He's not ashamed to do that. He's in need, and he knows it, and he doesn't have it. And he turns to where the help is. That's what you and I need to do with God. Don't let the values and the priorities of this world so capture you that you can't see a step ahead of you. Don't do that. Choose for the Lord. Put his values, his priorities first. Look at the Ten Commandments. You can see it right there. What does God value? What does God ask to be our priorities in life? The worship of God and the love of our neighbor. Are you living out of that? Jesus brings a child in front of them and he says, see that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. They're dear to him because they're unspoiled. And even though we've become very spoiled, the sacrament of reconciliation restores us. No sin is too great. God has promised us forgiveness if we come to him. by the power of his cross. Come to me, all you who are heavily laden, and I will give you rest, says the Lord. Matthew's gospel says, see that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. We stray, and he's saying, I have great delight in bringing you back. I don't reject you. You reject me by your sinfulness, but I do not reject you. I long for you to return to me. Take God at his word. Take God at his word, for he loves you beyond price. I mentioned Maximilian Kolbe at the beginning of this program, and I very lightly mentioned him, his life, his devotion to Mary, his willingness to take the place in Auschwitz of a man who had a family, who stepped up and said, let me take his place. And he died of thirst. He died of starvation, a most horrible way to die. He did it out of love for us, just as Christ gave his life for love of us. Maximilian reflects the beauty and the power and the majesty of Jesus' willingness to die for us. Maximilian himself wrote this, sometimes we ask ourselves, how can you ever find the courage to become a saint, you who are so weak? So listen to this. But the weaker we are, the better. If the Immaculata, that's the Blessed Mother, is as it were the incarnation of divine mercy, if there is a soul for whom there seems to be no more hope, and if we ask ourselves what is going to happen to it, Mary can lift it to a degree of holiness far beyond that to which it could have ever aspired. Even the weakest of us, the ones who have strayed the farthest, can be rescued by her. You should tell her, if I am lost and go to hell, others will follow me. But if you stretch out your hand, I could become a great saint and draw many others to heaven. Listen to that faith. Listen to that. Read the life of Saint Maximilian Kolbe. As I said at the beginning of this program, I had the opportunity to be in Auschwitz and to visit his cell. And before I knew that it was his cell, as we came down the hall, I was experiencing an incredible peace. And when I arrived, I thought, I wonder, I'm looking at the cells, and I thought, what is bringing about that peace? And then I saw the sign. This is the cell in which Maximilian Kolbe lived and died. The peace of God reigns there still in the midst of horror. Brothers and sisters, turn your whole life over to him. Follow him with all your heart. Repent when you fail, and he will bring you safely home to the Father. May God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I want to offer you a new free booklet entitled Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. That booklet is available to you simply by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net.